Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I go one step forward, again, let me give Devin Jacobo another shout out. Happy birthday, my man. He's 15. He's growing up on us. Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, Lamar Jackson. We're so proud of you, man. We so proud of you. Keep on doing your thing.
The Heisman, the MVP.
Oh my God.
What the man.
Yeah, what you did for our lives, man. Like let that never go unnoticed.
That's a fact,
you
go get this dub this weekend.
Go get you a W.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, help my guy out. Help my guy get a nice little win. Jeff, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got an X and O question, Marcus. Something that kind of drives me nuts. You can set me straight if I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. But after game watching Carlick bring the ball up the floor, and they bring that high pickup with Jalen, that high pick and roll, he's just bringing his man with him. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand why he's not going like with a 1-4, because Carlick's going to go around his man. He doesn't need that pick. He can take his man. I don't care who it is. He's taking everybody we've played, and then that's going to bring the help defense up where he can dish off or do kick out for a 3. Why is he so pressed on that high pick and roll? Do you like the high pick and roll, number one? And number two, do you agree with anything I'm saying at all?
Listen, appreciate that, man.
I appreciate the call, Jeff. I know what you're saying. The NBA is – what percentage would you say the NBA is pick and roll?
The NBA?
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
80%.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I mean, I was going to say 70, but yeah, yeah. I mean, 70, 80,
The
yeah.
NBA is 80% pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're smart and you have high IQ people, it's unstoppable.
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, there's.
Yeah.
You can literally point it out.
So Jeff, I know what you're saying. This is why defenses are changing to pack line style, containment style. The reason defenses are so complicated, mm-hmm. because they like to change up the switches and the rotations. They have to make it look the same and rotate different. It's an IQ game. My player's IQ of working a pick and roll versus your player's. That's what the NBA is.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you got dudes that can play and they want to go to the NBA, that's also a selling point. Like, you know, my guards, we're going to run pick and rolls. We're going to teach our big man how to work pick and rolls.
That's a good point.
That's how we're going to get you to the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. Offensive motions sterilize you when you got to go to camp a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to go just get a bucket in NBA camps where they're not running some system for you. You're running pick and rolls
sure.
in NBA camps. You got to show what you can do on the pick and roll defensively.
Yeah, no, I agree, man.
Can you get around a pick and roll? Can you fight through it? Do you know when to go under, when to go over? Can you pressure your guy around pick and rolls? Because Steph and these guys are going to eat your lunch all day. Steph will have 90 on you.
Yeah.
If you can't work around a screen and force your guy into help.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Dame
Lillard will... You know what James Harden will do to you in pick and roll if you don't learn how to play pick and roll basketball?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. So, you know, understand, this is not just a Louisville thing. This is the game changing.
Yeah.
He has to adapt. Get used to it. Like, I feel you. It's sometimes it's not beautiful Bellarmine basketball. By the way, Bellarmine, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
They got a big one, man.
Freedom Hall, 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon. If you're looking for an opportunity to jump into either one of these, this is your opportunity. Like, listen, man,
you can hear them right here on the home. Bellarmine basketball. ESPN Louisville 93.9 The Ville. It's a big game, man. Lipscomb's pick
right,
number one. Yeah.
Right. We were worried about Lipscomb.
Well, Lipscomb was one of the teams we brought up when we said Bellarmine, you know, becoming D1. I was like, man, you know, Lipscomb's going to come here. You're going to get to watch, you know, Florida Gulf Coast, some teams that are, you know, typically float around the top 75, you know. So, I mean, that's and you know, tournament teams.
Yeah, yeah. When the pick and roll is ran right and you got a shooter like Quinn over in the corner, that's it. That looks like NBA basketball. And again, not the beautiful game that we like to see as traditional college, but that's what's changing.
Yeah,
you got to be able to do it. Let me get to these phone lines, Brian. Oh, the phone lines are hot right now. Hold on, we'll get to it. Let me get to the phone line. Sorry about that. Cody, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on, guys? Before I make my point, can I just say, can some people stop comparing like Wayne and Sam to VJ? I mean, like, come on, dude. Like, Wayne, I wasn't the biggest Wayne fan, but Wayne had some pretty awesome moments and single-handedly drug us to an Elite Eight his last year. And I mean, Sam had a double-double like a week ago, and he's gonna be fine. I mean, like, come on, man.
No, Cody.
I mean,
Cody. There's an addiction, especially with men. They want to see something early and double down and be right. There's nothing Sam can do from this point on to for the rest of his career that he won't be considered a Wayne Blackshear. They were saying that 7 games into last year. They were calling him Wayne VJ. You know what I'm saying? Those people are just dug in. We beat a top 20 team last night, missing 2 starters, and I couldn't talk about the win for 4 minutes. Before somebody texted in, can we talk? We had 6 guys play awesome basketball, and 4 minutes into the show, somebody wanted to talk about Sam. That doesn't sound like an addiction to you?
No, it does. I mean, you know, VJ, I hate dogging the kid. He really didn't give us a lot his last season. I mean, Sam and Wayne, I mean, I think Sam's going to end up being better than Wayne, but, like, come on, the disrespect on Blackshear, I can't have that, man. I mean, the dude had some great moments as much as he annoyed everybody, but I like Wayne. But to my point, did it seem like Coach Mack gave Jalen a lot more freedom this time around on offense? I mean, it looked like he was playing he was less under the basket, and he was hanging around the perimeter a little bit more. It looked like he was, you know, he had some plays where he was actually handling the ball a little bit. I mean, that dribble pull-up, I think I've only seen that one time this season. It just seemed like they gave Jalen a little bit more freedom this time around on offense, and it could be because he finally got his win back after he said he had COVID, and he's probably just now getting 100%. Oh, and also, I did call it, like, Josh Nickelberry completely obliterated that dude's ankles, and I was just literally losing my mind. So that's all I got. But the Jalen Withers question, I want to get your guys' take on that because it seemed kind of different what they were doing with him this time around. And I'm just going to hang up and listen. Thank you, guys.
No, appreciate the call. Listen, you saw glimpses of them letting Jalen Withers pull guys out on the wing. Mm-hmm. He just wasn't really, you know, attacking like that.
Yeah.
You got to get comfortable. This is his, you know, he's 8, 9 games into his playing career.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, he wasn't ready to just come off and just get in his bag already. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hope the development is fast. You know, you need the development to be really fast. But it still takes some time to, like, get the physicality thing going. Also, Sam, like, when you say Sam's regressing, like, Sam got an entirely different kind of look last year because you had Ryan McMahon stretching the floor crazy. You had Jordan stretching the floor crazy. It was a different style. So Sam can get his shot off different. So now he has to kind of learn that if you can't hit the pull-up consistently, you know what I'm saying, you have to be getting closer to the basket when you don't have the ball so you can be there to get some offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Or take the extra dribble to get closer to the basket and get fouled.
Yeah, like no, absolutely.
Listen, Sam cuts to the basket. You know, he gets it's like a screen, a slip screen. He gets it. He takes it up, you know, kind of softer. That's not Sam regressing. That's just him, you know, relying a little too much on his touch and stuff like that. And he has to learn, no, this is a kind of a different style this year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's still carrying the last year's Sam Williamson style with the shooter game and stuff like that. So, yeah, Coach Mack is going to tell him today. He's going to show him that video. He's going to say, Sam, you slip screened You end up getting fouled on it, right? But Sam, you let a guy who you had him in jail and you let him off the hook. You didn't jump into a guy around the basket. You didn't go over the top of him and score the bucket. You know what I'm saying? There are things that I'm going to be able to show you that this is what you're going to do. Then you're going to lose your minutes if you don't do these things more aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be simple with Sam.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like not even going to, you know.
No.
It's not a thing.
No, I do think that some of his minutes are going to get distributed over the next few games. I think you're going to see that a little bit. But I don't think it's one of those where I'm like, well, he's gone. Lost him. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yesterday. Sam's going to transfer.
I know, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, I wouldn't even necessarily even talk of transfer. I just mean in general, like, you know, well, we've lost his head, you know.
Right, yeah.
Now, Aiden, on the other hand, it's not telling who he'll be playing for next year at this point.
Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, how y'all doing, Marcus and Steve?
Good.
Hey, so, all right, I know this might be a little bit off topic, and I do apologize to, you know, kind of shift the direction of the show.
Yeah, no problem.
I know that a lot of stuff came out yesterday that, you know, potential NBA expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, I'm 22. I know for at least all of my life and maybe a lot of y'all's life, you know, we've been talking NBA expansion to Louisville, you know, how we won another team back ever since the Colonels left us in the 70s, you know, or, you know, got disbanded.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, you know, what do you guys think about that? I mean, it really does seem like the NBA is considering expansion. And, you know, I mean, honestly, I know that we would be small market, but I mean, honestly, outside of Seattle, Louisville's probably the number two team or at least number two city to get a team because I don't think they'd add two in the West with Vegas. But I'll hop off here and, you know, I'll listen to what you all have to say and go Cards.
Yeah.
Do you love the Cards, Jason? Do you really love the Cards? Do you love the show Middays? He's the reason I didn't do Ages, Steve.
Yeah.
Because, Jason, I feel you. And I feel you with the NBA excitement. And that's a discussion we got to have. But I can't do it now. Listen, Jason, in all seriousness, I was excited to hear. Every time I hear the news, my antennas go up. And I keep my ears open. And then I call Phil Baker or I wait for Phil Baker to come in and see what he's saying about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason, you should go to, what is it, Phil_Baker? Is that his Twitter handle?
I'll look it up.
Yeah. So Jason, Phil_Baker.
I told him this off air too.
Oh, is who you need to go to for your NBA mm-hmm. Toulouse information.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Oh, no. I mean, I get excited about it every time.
Right.
I absolutely love the idea of having a team that I could latch onto in the NBA and be a hometown team.
And I feel bad for a 22-year-old Jason that doesn't have an NBA team and wants one.
Yeah.
You're correct. It's at Phil_Baker.
Why has he got two? That's too much.
You don't listen to anything, do you?
No.
You know he has a radio show on Sundays, right?
On this station?
Yeah. No. It's on ESPN 680. It's a national played show.
Phil?
Yeah. ESPN Louisville.
Me sold one?
No, he has one. And all the time on his show on Sunday, Phil says the guy who stole the original Phil Baker hasn't used his account since 2001 or something.
What's he do a show about? NBA?
They have this really cool segment. It's called Country Song of the Week.
Well, I may have started listening. That is pretty awesome.
He has something called Tipsy Takes where he slows down people talking, saying normal things, and it sounds like they're drunk. It's really funny.
Well, now I feel bad because that sounds like the coolest show I've ever heard of.
JC, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Well, it's actually JT with a T.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry about that.
It's all good, man. It gets mixed up all the time. But I was going to ask how you guys are feeling today, but I think I already know how you guys are feeling. I'd like to say one thing is that, man, to be honest, to the last caller's point, I really don't want an NBA team here. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to talk about that today.
No, I get it. Yeah.
I did want to say just a couple things, man, to Cody's point. You know, Withers, what we saw last night, even though he was needing to get a blow every now and again, he was getting winded. But, man, I think he is fully recovered from the COVID issue. And I mean, we've seen him. He looked a lot more energetic last night. You know, and Cody made those points about him, you know, kind of having a little bit more freedom outside of the block. I did just want to say a couple of things. Dre Davis seems like he's always in the right spot in a loose ball situation. He's always right there in the mix, you know, fighting these guys for the loose balls, getting on the floor. The man airballs two threes as a freshman, and then he gets the ball again in the corner and doesn't even hesitate and shoots that other
one. Yes, a step back. Flash. Yeah, I agree. He was actually like stepping backwards to make sure he was behind the line to do it.
Yeah, man. And so that confidence is encouraging to me as a fan. You know, their big man tried to back him down on the block. I don't know if you guys seen this, but he threw a shoulder into Dre's chest twice, and Dre didn't even move. He's like a brick mailbox, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, Quinn, I mean, rebounds at the right time. He's able to penetrate and draw defenders. I mean, the dude is just kind of our dog. But tell me how Karlik somehow ends up with 17, 20 points every single game. When the man's got 6 points, you know, I'm thinking, well, he's just going to distribute this game and do some other things. He ends up with 17 points. I'm not sure how that happens. And then just a couple more things. Cody did call the Nickelberry ascension
right
in last night's game. He really did, man. And two more people do. Dave, he's just comfortable now. He's a problem. So, like you said earlier, last week or whatever, Marcus said, we better just enjoy him while he's here, man, because he's looking dangerous out there. I don't know, guys. I'm ecstatic. I couldn't be more happy for the team. I'm watching them get better every single day, and, I'll go ahead and hang up, man. I just had to get that off my chest.
No, listen, I do appreciate the call. I tell you what, I'll go ahead and go to the break. We're either going to do Coach Mack press conference or we're going to do grades.
Okay.
Maybe both. Last commercial break, midday's Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat or hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Marcus.
Yes, Steve?
Playoffs.
Playoffs?
You want to talk about playoffs? Is that what I was hearing you say just then? Because it sounded like it, so we're going to. Because that's right. Football playoffs start this weekend, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't checked out the app yet, there's no better time to sign up and start cashing in. To celebrate the most exciting time a football season, DraftKings is giving you a chance to double your money, and all it takes is one touchdown being scored on Saturday's football games. It's a pretty good deal. That's right. Once you opt in and place your bet, all you have to do is sit back and wait for a touchdown. And also, while we're all excited about football, let's not forget the 2021 basketball season has kicked off. And so head over to the app and check out all DraftKings odds boost. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code WLCO when you sign up for a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored on one of Saturday's football games. That's code WLCL for new players to get a shot at doubling your money for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Okay. I feel like I'm just now calming down from the wind, Steve.
I know. No, I know.
You want to do grades, or you want to listen to Coach Mac and how he feels about his team? Are grades going to be too difficult to do?
Yeah, we might we'll do Coach Mac. We got a nice little sound sheet here. Maybe we'll listen to a few things.
What catches your attention from the sound sheet?
See, you almost hate to go negative on that.
Like, yeah, I knew what you looked at.
Yeah, I know.
It's number six.
Yeah,
B-Haw. Go ahead and hit us with number six.
There were some just absolute, blown assignments. And
slow start.
Not only blown assignments, but on the defensive end, but on offense, you have to be the same team on game night as you are on the practice floor. Otherwise, trust is burnt between teammates. And so, we're young. We're learning that. But, the game lights can't all of a sudden, hey, now I'm going to drive it here. Well, that's not the time to drive it. It's one pass. There's 25 seconds on the shot clock. We still want to move. We want to get player movement and ball movement before we try to attack soft spots or seams that we feel like are there or take advantage of ball screen offense. I just felt like we were step slow in the beginning. Virginia Tech never stops moving on offense. And, sometimes we've in practice have defended a stagnant team on offense. That's been my complaint of my team. And so you get in the habit of practicing against yourselves and you're standing around a lot defensively, and that's not going to work against Virginia Tech. So we amped it up. Carlique got out in the passing lanes a couple times, and we were much better after that timeout.
Thought that was a good point by him. You've got a team that moves, and in practice, that's one of the important things. We don't just have to move because in games we need it, but in practice we need it. Because if we get used to being a team that, because we do so well at switching, we do so well at that stuff. Right. If we don't keep that sharp, man.
Yep. If we don't do that in practice, we will get bad at it.
Now, again, a couple guys hit threes at the beginning of that game that shoot 20%.
He hit a bank shot three from the top of the key.
Which means he missed. And it went in. I mean, which means, look, if there's no backboard, he throws it over the goal. I mean, it's just, there were 20-some percent three-point shooters, two of them. So that you live with. But, because the was it Motz or whoever that hit the bank shot?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't being guarded for a reason. Like, it's like, we're going to challenge that, but, you can have that if you want it. So, but I like his point there, man. That's something that you can tell. That was something he has been harping on in practice and is going to. And our movement was better. Our movement was better.
I'm going to complain about that.
Well, but a few of the texters have pointed out, just
put it this way. I could see what he was trying to get them to do away from the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the guys interchanging off the ball. Now, they weren't doing it with the same level of purpose that I'm going to need to see.
Mm-hmm.
But again, right now, if my defense and my transition and broken plays, If they can win me games right now, my offensive movement is going to get better. But I do agree the offensive end is, you're going to have to get more motion.
Well, let's keep with that. Can we do number three, Mac, talking about the transition?
We're going to continue to push the pace. It was really strange because at the beginning of the year, Bob, we had like 6-7, healthy scholarship guys that were playing. And then we were playing every other day for 8 days, and to tell them we're going to play, like Arkansas in the mid-90s, we can't do it and be able to play the next game. So now that, guys are starting to come off the injured reserve, guys like Josh Nickelberry, we're getting Charles back. We're going to start to have more numbers and have the ability to push the ball. And I think we're really effective when we do that because we have two of the better point guards in the country in Dave and Carlique.
Yeah, again, you're seeing this team get healthy. And I made the point last night on the live stream, we know Malik's one of our better defenders. From film, Charles looks like he's a pretty good defender. You're going to add those two back into the equation. I mean, think about this. We talk about Jalen and Amir Sims at Clemson. You don't play Clemson until March 3rd. Malik's probably going to be 2-3 weeks back by then. So that's not really an argument we need to have anymore. Well, what would Jalen do against Amir Sims or somebody like that? Well, he's going to be the starter at the five. I think Jalen will probably stick in the starting lineup. But, I mean, you know, like there's a lot's going to change. And he's talking about offensively, the more people we add back, the more we're being able to do. And we're like, look, there's two big pieces here that defensively we're going to put back on.
I'd almost say three pieces. Who's the third piece we're going to add?
I don't know.
Number four.
I think he has to play harder. You know, I think that if we're all running the floor and he's not, that, you know, he's sticked out like a sore thumb. And so, you know, he's been practicing a little bit better. But, you know, he does have to get going. He's a way better player than he's playing. If he allows it to get mental, that'll be an issue. But, you know, the good thing is he's keeping a good attitude, you know, and usually good things happen for guys that have the right attitude. He needs to play harder on both ends of the floor and with more intensity. And when he does that, I think he'll be a lot more successful at this level.
Playing hard is a skill, people. I don't know if you know. It's a skill. It can be cultivated. To learn how to play hard.
Yeah.
You can't just run faster. You have to actually learn to play harder, to increase your physical contact, you know what I'm saying, with opponents and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a skill.
Yeah.
That's the skill that he was missing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think we're gonna get him back.
Yeah, I mean, you could. That's a good point by you. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that you may, and I don't even know if it's getting back, but just getting going more. I mean, because again, like I said, just two games ago, he had 17 and 12. I mean, like, we would have crowned VJ the king of the world had he had 17 and 12. You know, I mean, he had the one game at Virginia where we got busted and he played.
You know what irritates people about Sam?
What's that?
I want y'all to go back and watch it. Sam gets position. He forces. He probably drew four fouls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's not forget about that. Sam gets somebody, catches Mutz, you know, or Mutz on an over the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way Sam palms a basketball after a rebound or after a play, it makes you angry.
Oh, I know.
You get my point?
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, man, you're crazy.
Dude, if you snatch a ball down and you can go full Jordan palm,
mm-hmm,
before you start dribbling it up the court, you have an extra skill that we need on this team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be getting closer to the basket and dunking the basketball.
Sure.
You should be playing lower when you're attacking the basket. Don't ram your shoulder into somebody. Blow past somebody.
Yeah.
And attack people's body.
No, absolutely.
But again, I think – you don't think that that's something Coach Mack can –
No, I do. Yeah, I do.
And he's okay. It's almost like, yeah, he's surrounded by guys. Just the VJ thing was just different. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it was a different team. It was a different transition. And, you know, VJ stuck in the Coach Mack, you know, Coach Pitino whirlwind.
And there was just, I don't know, there's something with VJ. I think he just got into a place where it was like, okay, you're just not mentally here. I mean, nothing like serious wrong with him, on the court.
It's also the expectations of being a one and done. Once you start letting that, what do you think is wrong? That's what's wrong with BJ Boston right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't stress this enough. McDonald's All-American is already, Steve,
mm-hmm,
you just got your stimulus check. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Your money's right.
Mm-hmm.
Your money was right before the stimulus check.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going good, right?
Right.
Wife says, go treat yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Treat myself. Get something I really, really want for me. Something that costs, you know, all I'm going to spend every little bit of this. You get to the desk. You got your item. It's a big, expensive item.
Mm-hmm.
You write up to the thing. You swipe your card. And it says, declined. The reason I'm saying this, is when you're VJ or a McDonald's All-American or Sam a McDonald's All-American, you're at the checkout line of getting paid.
Yeah.
You're right at the checkout line of getting your dream gift. You're right. You're standing there. Cashier, self-checkout. You're at the bank teller.
Yeah.
You're signing your name already. And everybody in is behind you knows you're about to be handed a wad of cash. And if something goes wrong right at that last minute, now you're swiping the card faster. Mm-hmm. No, I got the money, I promise. You're swiping it. You know, that's how you feel. So now you're looking around like, don't worry about it, everybody.
She got a job. It's a good job. I got a good job. We all got jobs.
We got money.
Yeah.
You know?
I got two homes.
Yeah, right? Huh. But everybody's looking and you're getting pressured.
No, I know.
Because you don't, right. Now you don't even have money. Now you're like trying to call, but you know, people are like, can you get out the way? And it's like, no, I'm not going to get out of the way till I prove that I can, you know what I'm saying? So now that's the anxiety level.
That's a really good point.
Of being at the finish line. McDonald's kids are one and done's around you. You don't think you're the only McDonald's dude that, like, okay, out of 12 McDonald's kids or whatever, 20 McDonald's kids in a year, right? Do you think we're like four of them are not going to be one and done? You know what I'm saying? Four on each team of 12 are not going to be one and done's. You know, other eight might be one and done's, right? You feel pressure because you're one of the four that's got to go back to school a second year. And everybody around you is like, imagine if you come out with another McDonald's guy that you worked in McDonald's camp and you go to his Instagram and he's on a yacht after his first season. You see him and you like, oh my God, he's on a yacht. He just bought his mom this. His dad is doing this. His homies is, y'all don't understand that kind of anxiety. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he got to fight some demons.
Yeah, no, that's actually a very good point, the way you put that. By the way, my stimulus, I just pay bills. But I'm like, it's free bill money, whatever, just take care of that. But here's the thing, that I've never really heard it put like that, but that makes a lot of sense with the credit card thing, man. Like, because I can see Sam pressing a little bit, like, because he doesn't take bad shots.
Right.
Every shot he's taking is good shots.
That's my point to you all who are bombing on him. What is BJ Boston doing when he's struggling, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Well, he shoots every time down the floor.
Did you watch him get booed?
No, he took five straight shots.
Do people know that's why he got booed?
Yeah. He took five straight shots.
Because of the pressure of being a one-and-done instant. The idea creeps in your mind that, listen, you get on the internet and everybody told you, dude, if you go to Kentucky, you got to get out of there after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You're done if you don't get out of there. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not trolling. This is no cap whatsoever. Everybody will say that. If you don't get out of there after one, everybody says something wrong with you.
Oh, sure.
Five, six games into the year, seven games into the year, BJ Boston's reading, he's a two-year player. I told everybody, like everybody warned me when I went to Kentucky, you got to get out of there in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment you start hearing two-year, maybe out of your coach or maybe out of the news or something, you're going to hit the panic button.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't just, oh, I'm not listening to them. You start looking at, you might be top 30 in every draft board, and then one of those don't even have you getting drafted. We think he's a big time talent, but we think he needs a second year.
Yeah.
Once you read that, you freaking out, Steve.
Yes.
Because you are at the money line. You are at the finish line. When you hit college, you McDonald's, Sierra Canyon, McDonald's, Kentucky. I only got to go to school for one semester. Just enough to be eligible after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get $5 million.
Yeah.
And everybody around me knows it. And you get 6 points.
Yeah. It's not a bad point, man.
Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
All right. So I called in the other day. I'll try not to go as long as I did then, but
good.
I mean, Jalen, he's feeling himself a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm liking it. I mean, all that stuff that that you talked about, Marcus, about him needing to, just, it's there, just needs to come out. And like you said, it's only been 9 games, but we're starting to see it. And, I said the other day, like, I like the pieces of this team. They really do seem like a team, Nickelberry, I don't even know what to say about that dude. Like, I think he's going to be a lot better than I ever expected. He's got an edge to him. He seems like he is a real Chris Mack player. And the kid can ball. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious, and he ain't afraid to shoot it. He's real confident, but like, he's got an edge to him that Chris Mack teams are kind of known for.
Mm-hmm.
And, I like seeing that. So, I just like, I don't know, there's some sort of fire there or something that you can see. And I think he's going to be one hell of a player. I think everybody needs to just take it easy on Sam. Like, Sam's doing other things well. He's still rebounding not well. To me, he seems like he's rebounding well. He's still doing some things fine. Like, there's other people emerging right now. So, I mean, like, it's not really like killing us. So like, it just, there's going to be things where it ebbs and flows with different players. And
right.
So I just think, I just think that, he's going to be fine. So, I just really like the makeup of this team. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, Quinn's kind of like seeming like he could, I mean, Quinn's kind of seeming like he can be like the SVT of this team. Like, definite, like, a prominent role, come off the bench, like, not the same role, but, all the really good teams always have kind of, like, similar things that you can kind of fit players in the pegs, and this team just seems to have a lot of pieces that you can fit into, like, championship-quality teams, and I know that scares people to say that
right
now, I mean, but I'm not saying we're a championship-quality team, but I'm just saying, like, I think we're just scratching the surface. Like, this team is still going to grow. And if you've got Carly Jones and DJ in the backcourt and they're on the floor, we're dangerous. I mean, come March, this team is built to win. That's all I'm going to say, and I'll get off here, but this team's good. They're making me more and more comfortable every time I see them. And like I said the other day, the Wisconsin game was an anomaly. Look at Duke last night. I don't know what the score actually ended up being, but they were just getting thrashed, I know. So that layoff from COVID hurts teams. Yes. So anyways, guys, thanks, man. Go Cards.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man.
Listen, don't apologize for being excited about Louisville basketball.
No, not at all.
Brian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, fellas? Sorry, I fell asleep there for a little bit while this was going on. But what excites me about this team is our backcourt. 2013 legendary backcourt. This year could turn out to be a legendary backcourt. Like Steve said, the defense is there. Let's go. I'm going to get off here. See you later.
Appreciate it, Brian.
No. I was really excited. I was really excited about – because here's the thing. You don't start talking about championships, even if you're talking ACC championships, until you say, I think we got something elite.
Yeah.
I think we got elite defense right now.
I agree.
We're playing, or we're on the trajectory of having elite defense.
Absolutely.
Because you can keep your man in front of you.
100%.
Big time. What about Carly getting in those lanes?
That was awesome.
Bobby, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Gentlemen, what a beautiful day it is today.
It is beautiful.
Just so much good things going on in the world, with our Louisville Cardinals winning last night. But I did have to call and ask y'all something. I am a consumer of all 93.9, you know, 680 products, everything that I can listen to on the local radio. I listen to, of course, you guys every day.
Fair enough.
But, appreciate that. But I was listening the other day, tuned in after a really funny UK game where they beat a pretty mediocre, and I'm being, you know, generous with the word mediocre, Vanderbilt team.
Well, dead last in the conference. We'll do that, right?
It is what it is. But, you know, I was listening to Mr. James Strebel talk after that, in that post game. And, you know, I like James. I'm sure he's a nice person. Mm-hmm. Don't necessarily agree with his team affiliation, but.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to see what you guys thought. He got real creepy. I don't know if you guys were listening. He started whispering,
mm-hmm.
in a throwback to Lachlan McClain, but started whispering about some weird things, saying how U of L would just, at the drop of a hat, take back take John Calipari as their coach. And so I kind of took objection with that, and so I wanted to see what you guys thought. If right now you could trade Chris Mack for John Calipari, would you do it? And if so, why? Because, to be honest with you, I don't see any reason why John Calipari should ever coach here. He is slimy as all slime, and I hate that man. But I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on that real quick, and I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to y'all soon.
Appreciate the call.
There isn't one Louisville fan on planet Earth.
And Mars.
And Mars.
And Jupiter.
And wherever else.
And Uranus.
And wherever else James thinks that there's life.
Sorry, I'm trying to find it because they have a clip right here and I'm seeing if it was it and I didn't realize it was up. Sorry, my fault.
No, you're fine. That would trade Chris Mack for John Calipari. Like, zero.
I would. I don't want to say anything mean, but it couldn't have happened.
No.
And here's the thing. Newsflash. The hood is up, and this car is a lemon. We opened the hood of this car. We took out the Kenny Payne, and we took out the World Wide West,
mm-hmm.
and you rolled that thing back on the lot. It looks shiny. Like Steve, could you imagine just the limp finding out this vehicle is a lemon after you take out the Kenny Payne and the World Wide West element, and this thing will not even start?
Yeah.
That's what that experience is, people. Like, nobody, nobody, and I do mean nobody, would want John Calipari at the University of Louisville.
I could search this entire campus and speak to every single Louisville fan. Chris Mack is 15, 20 years younger. Maybe not quite that much, but probably
he's
close to 15.
20 years younger.
Yeah. Probably close. Chris Mack's already outcoached him in two of the three games, beat him once. Chris Mack's only got one less title.
And 1,000 less probations and violations.
Yes. I'm like, this isn't even a conversation to be had.
Don't get baited
into
a conversation like that.
So we're just, we're warning you.
And it's like, listen, when you run out of straws, that's what you do. You make something up.
But I'm sure it was a nice little segment. And I'm sure that a couple of the people listening to the post game show, you know, spit their backer at somebody and was like,
that's right, James.
Listen.
I love the Cats and John Calipari.
Listen.
Honey, listen to Round Daddy. He's telling those Louisville fans after we got this dub over Vandy. Now come here and help me get my hand out of my pants.
When your coach.
I've heard the callers.
when your coach has a lifetime contract.
Yes.
That's what you got to come up with.
Yeah.
Well, you just jealous because you don't have it, and I do. And I don't want it. And
yeah, totally.
I don't want what you have at all. What you did have left.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted from your program. I'm sorry. I wanted your best coach who is from my university, who is single-handedly responsible for your entire success in this era.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Now look, let's play this game, though. Let's be serious. Were there moments during, and I love Coach Pitino. Pitino was older. Mm-hmm. Were there maybe moments during there that you could have, now nobody would have admitted it, but you were like, oh no, man, he's kind of the young, he's kind of on Rick's heels.
Yep.
Maybe you could have got me there.
But that was before you knew what the machine, how the machine was working.
You're right. But now?
And it's not, no, and it's purely basketball, y'all.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the sped up video.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the heartbeat video.
Yeah.
Step. Step. Step.
2, 3, 4.
Step. 1, 2. We're not talking about the ejection.
Good job, guys.
We're not talking about the ejection so we can get bailed out of coaching my own team. We're not talking about coaches exposing you for saying 6 days isn't enough time to prepare for Louisville and canceling games and then bringing in Notre Dame's and then bringing in other people and then trying to move your schedule all around and then saying your schedule of Richmond, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and who else was it? Kansas.
Well, I don't know. They lost every one of them.
That's my point. Like, yeah. We're not even talking about all of that stuff. On the sideline versus your sideline, your coach is losing it, and mine's in complete control.
Yeah. Well, it's Mac State now. Deal with it.
Y'all heard what Sam Williamson said. JT, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Listen, guys, I'm going to be real quick. I know that's almost the end of the show here. I had to call back in because I heard the last caller talking about something that I think that I incited. Well, I'm actually sure I did. I called that show after the Kentucky win, and I basically was being really fair, and I just asked him a simple question. I made comments about Coach Cal's post game, and I said simply, he said the word stuff about 136 times, the word stuff, which I can't stand coming out of a coach's mouth. When Coach Mack talks, he's giving you specifics. When Coach Cal talks, he's saying words like stuff. We ran our stuff and this and that and things. And so I just asked them if they thought that he was a coach's coach or if they honestly believed that or if he was a snake oil salesman with a suit.
We only got about 10 seconds here and we got to run.
Yeah, so they flipped out on me anyway. Strebel did some weird whispering stuff in the mic. It was extremely strange. They're delusional, dude. So I had to just call in and say that.
Appreciate it, man.
Middays with JT on 93.9 The Ville.